thank you, Charlie, for that inspiring song service. And thank you, church, for joining in with him.
Amen.
So we don't have to hear all his voice.
Amen.
Charlie, you do a tremendous job, and we appreciate your work. Welcome, especially to our visitors today. And we have several in our audience. We look forward to getting better acquainted with you. A little over 100 years ago, a man by the name of Charles Sheldon published a book entitled In His Steps. It was an effort to follow in the steps of Jesus and to ask ourselves before each action, what would Jesus do? It's a story about a group of modern Americans who pledged to follow Jesus in step by step. So very popular was this book that has sold well over 20 million copies and is still being sold today in bookstores across the world internationally. Walking as Jesus walked is a theme of the New Testament. In 1 John chapter 2 and verse 6, John said, "He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked." Walking just as he walked is indeed a challenge to every single individual. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 21, Peter said, "For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps." Following the steps of Jesus is not an easy task, but it is not an impossible task. It's a challenging task. It is a walk that all of us should make every effort to take and make in our lives. Jesus certainly in his walk took certain kinds of steps. I'd like to talk to you this morning about five of those steps. I'd like for us to look at Jesus walking in the step of obedience, in the walk of prayer, in the step of servanthood, in the walk of forgiveness, and in the walk of love. And if you listen very attentively, we should be through here by 12:30. And I'm not sure about that clock in the back, Charlie, but it says 10 minutes till 12. And my watch says 10 minutes after 11. So which one should we go by?
I don't know.
When I finish, right? Jesus very definitely took the step of obedience from the very beginning in his young manhood. As a young man, Jesus walked in obedience. In Luke chapter 2 and verse 40, Luke the historian says, "And the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him." In the same chapter, in verse 52, he says, "And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, in favor with God and man." His life was a life of obedience from the very beginning. He practiced obedience and he walked in that step. In Luke chapter 2 and verse 51, we're told that he was in subjection to his parents. The scriptures specifically say, "Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them." He was a man of private personal prayer. He was a man that walked as a servant. And many other qualities that we could examine very carefully this morning as to what he should represent and how we should walk in his path even today. Jesus was born to be a servant. In Mark 10, verse 45, the Scriptures tell us that for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give His life a ransom for many. In Philippians 2 and verse 7, but made Himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. Jesus was a servant. He walked that way. He took that step. And He challenges us to do the same. W. Elmo Mercer, a poet and a songwriter, wrote a piece entitled Each Step I Take. He said, "Each step I take, my Savior goes before me. And with His loving hand, He leads the way. And with each breath, I whisper, I adore Thee. Oh, what joy to walk with Him each day. At times I feel my faith begins to waver, when up ahead I see a chasm wide. It's then I turn and look up to my Savior. I am strong when He is by my side." And then he concluded with these words, "I trust in God no matter come what may, for life is eternal, is in His hands. He holds the key that opens up the way that will lead me to the promised land. Each step I take, I know that He will guide me to higher ground. He ever leads me on until someday His step will be taken. Each step I take just leads me closer home." Indeed, Jesus walks before us, taking those steps that we need to take, leading us and guiding us and carrying us through the night and through the difficult pathways of life. But He was a servant in every way. He demonstrated servanthood to His disciples. Perhaps the greatest scene of all was the scene of the Last Supper, when the disciples were arguing about who would sit next to Jesus in His kingdom. It was then that Jesus took a basin of water and a towel and began to wash the disciples' feet. He typified servanthood in that very act, in that very respect. He not only talked it, but He walked it. And we need to walk it today. We need to walk in the steps of Jesus, and that means that we must walk a servant life, develop the mentality of a servant. The challenge is ours. Are you willing to take it? Am I willing to take it? Am I willing to serve Him acceptably as a servant? Jesus walked the second mile. And in that second mile, His walk was a walk of forgiveness. He not only walked it, but He talked it. Not only talked it, but He walked it. In Matthew 6 and 14, He said, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." At the conclusion of the parable of the unmerciful servant, for example, Jesus said, "And his master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due him. So my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses." And so we're challenged once again to take that step, to make that walk, to walk where Jesus walked, to step where He stepped. He not only taught forgiveness, but practiced and personified it. He forgave His murderers, for from the cross He requested, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." According to Luke's account, Luke chapter 23 and verse 34. We see then the forgiving spirit in Jesus wherever He walked, whether it be in the province of Galilee, Judea, or Samaria. His ultimate act of forgiveness, of course, was the shedding of His blood on Calvary. In Ephesians 1 and verse 7, the apostle said, "In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of His grace." 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Jesus walked in the step of forgiveness. To walk in the steps of Jesus is to forgive others unconditionally. How many times have we caught ourselves saying to ourselves, now if He will do just this and do just this, I will forgive Him. But that's not the way Jesus walked. Jesus walked in the step of unconditional forgiveness. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 32, the apostle wrote to the church at Ephesus and said, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. You see, while we were yet sinners, God reached out in grace and mercy and in compassion. And of course, as we walk the walk of Jesus and take the step of forgiveness, we find no place in this walk for a bitter, revengeful spirit. We find rather unconditional forgiveness. Jesus was a man of prayer. He walked in prayer. It was a major step in His life. In Mark chapter 1 verse 35, Mark writes, now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, He went out and departed to a solitary place, and there He prayed. In Luke chapter 5 and verse 16, so He Himself often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed. In Luke chapter 6 and verse 12, now it came to pass in those days that He went out to the mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. To walk where Jesus walked is to spend time in prayer. We need to pray. Our Father expects us to pray. And many blessings come to us as we pray. You think of the power that is generated when a group of God's people get together and pray. Every Sunday evening at 15 after 5, some of us gather here and pray until about 15 minutes until 6. We pray from a list of those names suggested who are in peril, who are hurting from disease, who are bedridden, who are perplexed with sudden trial and turmoil in their lives. We pray for others. Trying, of course, to walk in the steps of Jesus. Prayer is one of those steps that must be taken in the walk of the Master. Jesus walked as an example for us today. His walk was characterized by love. Jesus loved us in life and in death. Circumstances did not change or modify His life or His love. It was God's love for mankind that brought Jesus to our earth. And it was Jesus' love for us that caused Him to answer the call of the cross. And so to walk where Jesus walked is to love others as He loved us. As in 1 John 3 and verse 16. By this we know love, because He laid down His life for us. And we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. As we look at the life of Jesus, we see Him personifying these great attributes of character. We see Him walking the walk of faith. We see him walking the walk of obedience. We see him taking the stride of repentance. We see him taking on the characteristics of servanthood and walking that particular mile. We see him in many instances of commitment and sacrifice. All of these are steps and part of the walk that he took in his life. And so we, following the footprints of Jesus, can walk the pathway of life. Mary Slade, also a songwriter and a poet, wrote, "Sweetly, Lord, have we heard thee calling? Come, follow me. And we see where thy footprints falling lead us to thee. Though they lead o'er the cold, dark mountains, seeking his sheep, or along by Siloam's fountain, helping the weak. If they lead through the temple holy, preaching the word, or in homes of the poor and lowly, serving the Lord. By and by, through the shining portals, turning our feet, we should walk with glad immortals, heaven's golden street. Footprints of Jesus that make the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus where'er they go." Sooner or later, the task will be revealed to us, the task of walking in the footsteps of Jesus. Eternally, spiritually, we go nowhere without taking these steps. These steps are essential. The step of obedience, the walk of prayer. The step of servanthood, the walk of forgiveness. And step by step, in the channels of love and adoration for God and for mankind. Help us, we pray to God, to give us the strength to walk as he walked, and to give us the faith that will be required of us to maintain that walk steady and sure and daily and forever. In just a moment, we're going to stand and sing the song that's been announced. Be observed that Jesus is calling us to walk in his walk. He's calling us for no other purpose than to walk in the step of obedience, believing that he is the Son of God and making that confession, having a willingness within our hearts to repent of our sins and to be buried with him in baptism for the remission of those sins. And upon that primary obedience to the gospel of Christ, we begin to take our walk and to walk as Jesus walked, in the walk of prayer, servanthood, forgiveness, and love. If you haven't made that choice, we pray that you will do that today and take advantage of the opportunity to say, "I want to walk in the steps of Jesus that will lead me to glory." If you will, let us stand and sing.